by the way, on the phone. We try not to have remote viewers commenting on each other very much, just because it leads to internecine warfare, you know, the kind you see on the net all the time, and who needs that baloney, tearing each other apart. It's not worth it. However, I do have this question, and it is as follows. Most of your colleagues, Ed, don't say the things you say with respect to really big stuff like our climate, like the ozone going away, like starvation, and they don't talk a lot about that kind of stuff, Ed. And the question, a natural question would be, why do you think they're silent on the matter? If they're good remote viewers, then they've probably seen what you have seen. And if they're at all curious, certainly they've listened to you on this program over the years, Ed, many of them, if not all of them. And having said what you've said, you would think they would have gone out of sheer curiosity and taken a look at a few of these same things and would speak out about them publicly, but they don't. I'm not speaking of any individual now, but of the other remote viewers collectively.
Well, many of the best remote viewers I took and hired and made a company of about 1990. So many of these, the military team members, actually participated in the original projects. But I think that they're loath to talk about the results of it because it's so devastating and demoralizing to a great number of people. And I'm not, you know, I'm willing to do that. I'm willing to say, hey.
So then would it be your position, Ed, that they have, in fact, seen these things and know these things as well, but they are just loath to talk about it?
That's correct. I feel that they believe they can't do anything about it, and I believe that also. All I'm suggesting is that people don't go in denial about this and realize that, hey, this is right here. It's right on the horizon. These things are happening now, and it's going to get worse. Reorder your priorities right now while you have a chance, you know, and at home, in your own heart.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I'm suggesting, is that people really take a hard look at death and on a massive scale, at grim stuff, and right now, turn around and go inside. That's why this Mind Dazzle kit is so important to me, because it forces people to go inside themselves for the answers instead of listening.
Let's do it while we have a chance. One more quick plug for Mind Dazzle. Mind Dazzle is a way to find out, but to develop the inherent talent that you have to remote view. And I do believe it's inherent talent that can be developed from almost anybody. I really do believe that. And this kit will, it'll kind of tell you where you are and lead you into it. And it's not very expensive, $89.95 for Mind Dazzle. And you'll really have fun with it. Actually, you'll have fun with it. If nothing else, it's a whole lot more fun than sitting down to a Ouija board.
Don't do it,
right. This kit has targets sealed in envelopes. How many targets?
180.
So you can really go to work. Actually, it might even be fun, although I guess the setting is wrong, at a party. I mean, who knows?
It is fun at the party.
Yeah, you could get somebody off in a room and begin to test their skills and compare everybody's skills. It'd be fun. So you can have a lot of fun with it. Mind Dazzle, $89.95 on the associated websites. Ed's websites are listed tonight. If you go to my website, the links are there. Otherwise, your website is what, Ed?
Remoteviewing.la.
.la. Remote viewing.